six, nine lines to the bottom where there's the two dots. See it? A few melech shor b'shlomo. Even if you're male dami, king asks you how you're doing, inquires as to your well-being. Lo yishev and shum respond to the king. Rabbi Yacha said, "Hoda d'amar, that is true or that is said by Malchi Yisrael, by Jewish kings. Avo Malchi u'masolim, but by non-Jewish kings, meishiv shel shom, you must respond if they inquire, because otherwise they're going to kill you. Therefore, it's dangerous, so therefore you should respond when they ask you as to your health." Tani, we learned, Hoya kosev es Hashem, if you're writing the Shem Hashem, Afilu melech shlosho b'shlomo, you're writing it into a safe return, the Yurke Vavke, so he or the Elohim for that matter, even if the king is asking as to your health, lo yishiv and you should respond. Hoya kosev shnayim o shlosho shemos, if however you're writing two or three names in a row, kigon, such as Kel Elohim Hashem, which is three names in a row, Harezeh Gomer is a chod meyem, you finish one of them, and then in the middle between the names, you're allowed to respond to whatever they say to you. Says the Gemara further, of Meishiv Shel Shom, and you answer it to him. He was sitting in front of the Yasek Kari. He was sitting and learning Kumei Knishta Bavel in front of the Babylonian shul in Tziporin. In Tziporin in the Galil. Avar Akona, a certain type of Roman officer or governor passed by. Velo Kamle Mikumei. And he wouldn't, so did not really stand up before him. Asun, so the Arkona's henchmen came. Boilem Imchunei. And they wanted to beat him for not standing up. So Amar Loni said, "Arpunya, leave him alone." But he Musaya de Bar Yuasik, he's dealing with the laws of his creator. And therefore, we shouldn't disturb him, and he was the right in not getting up for me. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi 74, Slam Zabez. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Alun Kume Antipuso, de Kesarin. They went into another type of Roman dignitary, the Duke, the Pnei Moshe says, in case in Caesarea, Chamsun, the Antipusa saw them, becoming Komeo, and he arose before them. They said to Antipusa, "Mikamin Kumi, Ilan Yudoi Arkoim, from before these Jews you're getting up? What are you getting up for a couple of Jews for?" I'm alone, so he said to them, I see here the faces, the countenances of angels. In other words, they're so resplendent and so dignified that certainly I should rise before these Jewish sages. Says the good Gemara, Chomis Rabbi Yoina. I'm sorry, Peyon de Malachi Chomis, period. That I saw the faces of Malachi. Chomis means I saw. S-A-W. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi, Olin Kume Arskinas. They went about him Arskinas, again another dignitary, Batsiochio. Chamsun, he saw them, Vikamin Kamaso, called Kumeo. And he rose before them. Armin lay, so they said to the Arskinas, Mikumi Ilan Yudoi Arkoim, you're getting up from before these Jews. Armelon, so again he said something similar. He said, Apeon Dahane, the faces of these individuals, Ana Chose Bikrov, I would see when I went out to war, Vinotzach, and I won my battles. So therefore I'm going to rise before them. Rabbi Avun Ol Kame Malchusa. Rabbi Avun used to went in to see the king himself, Kinofik. When he came out, Havach Kedal. So he went out, he didn't go up backwards. He went out with his neck towards the king. So, Bon Miktalune, Rab Talam Chesam Ralph. You have it. Bon Miktalune, so they want to kill him. You can't go out from with your neck towards the king. Chomin, then they saw Train Zikukin Denur, two flames of fire, Nafki Mikadle, coming out of Rabbi Avud's neck, B'Shavkuah. And they let him alone. L'kayim Ashenemar, in order to fulfill that which it says, V'lo kol ameor, it's all the nations of the land will see, ki shem Hashem nikra lecha, that the name of God is upon you, V'yorum yimek, and they'll be fearful of you, and they won't be able to do any damage to you. Tani, we learned, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, V'lo kol ameor, ki shem Hashem nikra lecha, all the nations of the land will see that the name of God is upon you, includes not just the people, but kol means afilu ruchos, or even the spirits, afilu shadim, even demons will be afraid of you. And even, you know, if they bring down here the mefarshim that the achronim say that the demons normally tail you from behind. So they're going to see your neck as these fires coming out of it, so they're not even going to be able to attack you from behind, because Jews are holy both front and back. I assume it's something to do with the tefillin, although it's not explicit here. You know, the kesher shel tefillin is a holiness which has to do with the back of the neck, but I can't tell you for sure. I don't know. Also, I don't know why too. We can dash whenever you want, but it's not because the Gemara itself doesn't tell us why it's too.
We don't have a marsha.
No, there's nobody like that in the Yerushalmi. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yenison, Hamutaylin Balastin. Rabbi Yanai were walking through in an alley. Chamsun Chad, so one of the demons saw them, with Shobon, and inquired as to their health. Arm alone and said to Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Yanai, Shamchun Rabbaya, greetings to you, my rabbis. Amrin, so they said, Afilu Torah Chavrus, look at how great we are. Even our title, that we're chaverim, that we're rabbanim, ain olenu l'ror, the demons cannot deny us of. So, in other words, the demon addressed them as rabbaya, the great ones, rabbis. So we see here clearly that demons have no power over the rabbanim. So there's a lot of different interpretations in that line here in the Pnei Moshe, the Charedim, and others, but that, I think, is the Pashim Shat, that's the Pshat the Mashbiach gives. Reish Lakish managu v'raisa sagim. Reish Lakish learned Torah very, very much. Havanafik levarip, so he used to lose himself in the Torah. What happened was, Havanafik le levar mitchuma de shabsa. While he was thinking of Torah, he lost himself in thought, and he wandered beyond the 2,000 amos one is allowed to walk on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Fuliyata, he didn't realize it. Lakai mashneim, this fulfills that which it says, Ba'avasa, in the love of Torah, tishke tamid, you will constantly make mistakes. In other words, he was so involved in Torah, so you could forget about the rest of the world, and even about halacha, and you'll just be involved in the Torah, and you'll come to such situations. We have a similar case, Rabbi Yudan ben Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yudan son of Rabbi Shmuel, Managei b'dor b'raisis hagin, he was singing Torah a lot, Havas gusli sar mine, so his shirt fell off of him. He wasn't even paying attention to that. V'chachina mizharolei, a snake came along and was watched his shirt for him. Mazarullah means he was guarding it. Armalei tamidoi. So the Tamim said, Rabbi, ha gilsech sriya, aren't you worried about your garment? That's why it fell off of you. Armalon. So he said to his Tamim, V'lei sahi rishiya sa zirla, isn't that evil snake guarding it? I don't have to worry. In other words, yes, my garment might fall off. Hashem will take care of me.
Would that be like a talus?
Yeah, it's obviously an outer garment. It's hard for a shirt to fall off. Something like that, a toga of some sort. I feel nochush korach al kevul yafsik. Even if a snake is wrapped around your heel, it shouldn't stop davening. Now, I got to tell you, that's in the Mishnah. A lot of the Achronim have a great difficulty with this, because it sounds like even for Sakonis Nefashos, you're not allowed to stop davening. So the Rambam says it's a snake which doesn't usually bite. So from this they derive, but even if it's a snake which does occasionally bite, you're not allowed to stop davening. And they have difficulty. Even that is a suffix, Sakonis Nefashos. We don't usually follow robites, Sakonis Nefashos. So there may be different interpretations which are given. The Mashpiach, for instance, says the interpretation that well, Adrab, it's better to stand still, because then the snake won't bite you. Right? So therefore, don't do anything. But I think it's partial. I think we're not talking about a poisonous snake. We're talking about a snake which bites but is not a poisonous one. And therefore, the Gemara says, why should you be mafsik? He's not, he might not bite. He's probably, it's not poisonous. It's not pikuach nefesh. So what? It's a nuisance. So what? So keep davening. Doesn't matter. He's not going to bite you. And that's what the Rambam says. That's only if he's not a constant biter. But if he bites constantly, then, of course, you shouldn't get involved with such a snake. You should stop davening, remove him, and then continue davening. If nothing else, because it's a nuisance, you won't be able to daven with the kavanah.
What about something like athlete's foot? That's some sort of a small microbe. It's like a ringworm type.
Yeah, but it's not a snake. It has to be something which is very, very difficult for you to daven kavanah. No, even pain, a constant pain, doesn't inhibit your kavana. An immediate threat, that's what it has to be. Not just something which is a pain. So it says the Gemara, Aval Akrav, and that's why if it's a scorpion, you stop. Mafsik, why? Kadlama, why? Not because it's poisonous. Again, scorpions are painful, but not necessarily poisonous. But rather, the machi, the choser machi, it bites you, it'll bite you over and over again. So if that's the case, it's too big a distraction. By a snake, if it's not a gefährliche snake, so you can go on. But by a scorpion, they're nasty little critters, and therefore you stop and remove it before you go on.
But they are poisonous, and this would prove what Rambam said, because scorpions are poisonous. They may not kill you, but they do make you sick.
Yeah, but what?
They're not deadly before.
Yeah, so that's my right. It's not so according to punches, though. Because our kravim are not poisonous. I mean, they're poisonous. They're not deadly. Okay, so therefore, yeah, it seems that the snake and the scorpion we're talking about are on the same continuum. Not ones in which there's sarkonis to fascius issues. That's what I think. Okay, it says one.
Okay, can you pull the fan switch a little bit stuffy in here? If we get cold, let's turn off again. Thanks.
Okay. Says Gemara further, Rabbi Ilam Mar Lomru El Koruch. This is only true also if the snake is wrapped around your leg already. Anyway, Avlima Yamar Tio Ba. But if the snake is coming towards you, literally it's jumping towards you. Kenegdo, I raise the massive fun if you're allowed to stop davening, jump away from the snake. Vachalev Sigas Filo, so as long as you don't interrupt by saying anything. So we see clearly it's where the snake is already upon you, not where they're... The threat is basically over. You're underneath the snake. But when it's coming at you, you have the right to jump out of the way. Tani, we learned in a similar vein. Hoyomen Mispalit is standing and davening by Sratio in a public thoroughfare, with Platio in a plaza. Harez Mavir, allowed to move aside. Ibnea Chamor, because the donkey is coming. Ibnea Karon, because the carriage is coming. Well, actually, I've seen this for your soul as long as you don't stop your davening. Now, concerning snakes, Amra love Rabbi Chanin Medoisa. They said concerning Rabbi Chanin Medoisa, Sho'emin of his vow is standing and davening. Uvocha varvar, and a snake came, Vikisho, and bit him. And this is a poisonous snake. Vloisikas filoso. They didn't stop his davening. Vochu matzo, so chavarvar meis. And they went and they found that snake dead. Muta Bichoro lying on his hole, on his lair. Amru, they said, Oilo dodom shenoshvil chavavar. Woe to a person who's bitten by a snake. Voilo le chavavar. And woe to a snake, shenoshvil Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, who bites Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. This is also in the Bavli. Maiske dodin chavavar. What was the thing with the snake?
This is clearly the case of man bites dog.
Right, man bites dog. Right. What kind of snake was this? What was its thing? Now I think this might be allegorical, but you'll see. Karava nochis the barnosha. This snake, when it used to bite a man, in barnosha caught in lamaya, then they would race to the water. If the man would get to the water first, chavarvayo makes the snake would die. Vin chavarvayo caught in lamaya. If the snake would get to the water first, bar nashamais, the person would die. So I think maybe this is an allegory. The Eitzor is a snake, and the water is Torah, and it depends whether you get the Torah before the Eitzor gets a hold of you or not. But it could be it's literal. I don't know. Amalot Tamidov, but be that as it may, So the student said to Rabbi Chanan ben Dosa, Lurkashta, didn't you feel the snake? Rabbi said to him, Yavar lai, let it come upon me if what I'm telling you is not the truth. In other words, you're saying, I'm telling you, from that which I had such kavanah davening, imir gashti, that if I felt it all, I didn't feel a thing. On Rabbi Lezer said, in order to overcome the snake, since it says you have to reach water first, so Hashem made for him a fountain under his feet. The kind Hashem to fulfill that which it says, the will of those who fear me will do. The Shavasom Yishma, he hears their tefillos, and since they're davening to him with true kavara, the Yoshiyam, he saves them from all possible damaging influences.
Have we had any other stories with Chanina ben Dosa?
Sure, he's the one who told the vinegar to burn inside the oil. He was the one who wasn't subject to nature at all. That's him, yeah. He's the one from whom all nature's laws of nature cease to have an effect. Okay? You mentioned Gvoras Gushami, you mentioned rain in Tchias HaMesim. That's in Ato Gibor, as we do. The Shoyim Shoyim B'Yakaz Shoyim, who asked for rain, Saint Talmud to Livracha, in Baruch Aleinu. V'avdolah B'chonin Adas, you say Avdolah B'chonin Adas. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Bracha Revi'is Vifni Atzma. You say Avdolah as the fourth Bracha in of itself. Rabbi Lezer Omer, B'odah, you say the Modim. The Ushami, very, very important Ushamis are about to see. Not quite yet, but in a normal base. Kishem Shetchias HaMesim Chaim Le'olam. Just like the resurrection of the dead brings life to the world, Kach Yuhidas Kishamim Chaim Le'olam. So too the bringing of rain, or the downpouring of rain, brings life force to the world. Rabbi Chia, that's why we say, Mashi Baruch Mir Geshem, in the Bracha Mechai HaMesim. Rabbi Chia bar Abba Shama La. Rabbi Chia bar Abba heard this concept. Minodah from this pasuk. Yichayenu miyomayim. He'll give us life at the end of 2 days. But Yom Shlishi on the third day, Yichayenu. He will cause us to rise. V'nichli yifonim, we'll live before him. That's one part of the pasuk. The rest of the pasuk says Neidah v'nir defor. Let us know how to quest. Ladas Hashem, to know God, kishachar nechometzo, like the morning when it starts coming out, and then the pasuk goes on to say the Bnei Moshe brings down, or the Gemara does not, v'yovo kigeshem lanu, the word of God should come to us like rain coming down on the ground. So we see here that rain and tchias amesim are linked. Says the Gemara, m'ksiv, it says in this respect, v'yom elio atish b'imito shavegi lod. Elio, the prophet said, El Achav, to Achav, the king, Chai Hashem, he took an oath, Im Yebashanim Alelev, for the next umpteen years, there were three altogether, there will be no Talumot, there will be no rain, and no dew. Kilifidvoy, unless Elio agrees to do so. Rabbi Brechia, Am Rabbi Yasov, Virabonon, and Rabbi Brechia, named Rabbi Yasov, and the rabbis, Badamachlokis. Charamar, what did Elio decree? One said, Ben Altal Ben Amator Nishmalo. Hashem listened to him and stopped giving both dew and rain. The Chorona Amar, the other one of these two opinions said, Imal Amator Nishmalo, Al Amator Nishmalo, he listened to him concerning rain, Aval Tal Lo Nishmalo, but not concerning dew. Dew there continued to be during those 3 years. He says that Hashem listened, stopped the rain, but not the dew. From this, when Hashem decided to end this, he said to Elio, "Lecher el Achav." This is after we had it recently. I don't remember which parsha this is, but Lecher el Achav, go show yourself to Achav. That's an amatar, and I'll give rain, but it doesn't say tau. So it must be the town never stopped. Umando bar ben altal ben amotar nishmalo. He who says that Hashem stopped both the rain and the dew. Echon utar nijol sheltau. Where did Hashem say you can give him back the dew? L'chor, it never says explicitly in the pasuk. All right, Tanchuma from Adrei said, Savin Meimar, they hold here, Hashem, I guess, held in this case, Neder Shehu, they held to say, Neder Shehu Tar Miklolo, Hutar Kulo. A neder which is partially annulled, the entire thing is annulled. So therefore, if Hashem annulled the vow vis-a-vis rain, it's annulled vis-a-vis dew as well. So once Hashem says he'll give rain, he'll give dew as well, and that's fine. And so therefore, that even though Tal isn't mentioned, and Hashem's telling Elio to do with the neder, it's as if it's mentioned because neder shutar miksaso utar kulo. That neder shutar miklolo, part of it has been repudiated. The entire thing has been repudiated. That's why. That's why the person who holds it's essential says it wasn't taken away those 3 years, right? Because it's essential. Well, sometimes, not obviously not all the time. Some geshem is necessary. Most geshem is necessary.
Can we go back? I'm sorry about the pasuk about someone being dead for 2 days and then.
This is about tchias hamesim. Yeah, I. You mean from Easter?
Yeah,
I believe so. Yeah, I believe they get this from here, that he was dead for 2 days and rose on the third day. Yeah, that's where they get it from.
What was the Navi referring to?
I didn't look it up. I have to be honest with you. I don't know. Which Navi is it even? Hosea. This is the type of thing I have to ask my wife. I don't know of him. I didn't look it up. Yeah, woman's diet. Torah Shavik Sav, it's for women, it's not for us. Okay, says tomorrow. I'm Rav Yehuda ben Fazi. Now, I'm sorry, Easter Boy Meimar, this is a fascinating thing. There are those who say, when was Tau restored? Bivnosh on Tzor Fis. There's a little bit like this in the Bible, the beginning of times, but not quite the same thing. It says, when did Elio have to give back to Tau? When he wanted to be Mechai Mesim, the kid who died, the son of the Tzor Fis. What did it say there? It says, I call Hashem, Ayom Hashem Elokai, he called to God and asked God to be Mechaim Mesim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, what's this like? Le'echot shegonam nantiko sharopi, this is like somebody who stole the doctor's kit, the bag. You know, days when the doctors made house calls, so doctors had these bags. So comes along a thief and he steals the doctor's bag. Imkshu yotze, as he's leaving, stealing the doctor's bag, Nifza Beno, the thief's son is wounded. Chazer Etzlo, so he comes back to the doctor. And on my Lord, he says to him, Adoni Arofe, my master doctor, Refaz Beni, please heal my son. On my Lord, so the doctor says, Lech Vachzer Sanar, take. Fine, but give me back the bag. Shekor Refus and Sunima, which all the medicines are, Fanim Arpes Bincha, and I'll heal your son. Kach, so to Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lelio, Hashem said to Elio, Lech Vater Nidro Shel Tal. If you want me to be Mechai Mason, this kid, fine. Moreover, you have to be Matir Neder of Tal. Why? Because She'ein HaMesim Chaim El B'Tlolim. Mason only are resurrected with Tal. And Vani Mechai is Benoshel Tzarfis. If I have that, I can have the Gibi Mechai Mason with the kid. Umi Nine, now we know Shana Mason Mechai Mel, so I now know it only works with Tau. Because it says, Yichayu Meisecha, your dead will be resurrected, Nivlasi Yakuman, your carcasses will arise, Hakitsu, awaken, Veranenu, and rejoice, Shokhneho for those who dwell in the dirt, Kitau Laros Tarlecha, because the dew of light is your dew, Eretz Refayin Tapil, and the land of the ghosts will be cast away. Amre Tanchu Medrei, for Ara, meaning the last three words of the pasuk, for Eretz Refayin Tapil, means for Ara, the land, Tafkideh, those who have been given to it for safeguarding, Tafleet, it will kick them out again, and the Mitzchias race will occur. So it's a fascinating Gemara. It's very fascinating. It means that what you think, or we think, that Tchias HaMesim is some supernatural thing. No, it's due. The Tau makes Tchias HaMesim. Aye, so why isn't Tau make Tchias HaMesim every day? The truth is it does. Tal's mechayim mesim every day. What mesim is mechayim? Plants. It takes seeds which rot in the ground and brings them back to life. It's just that there's a certain type of tau, or I should say a certain quality of the tau, which is locked up, which is not granted the tau in our day and age. When is that quality resurrected? When is it that dormant quality brought back to life, so to speak? When Hashem decides at the end of by Tchias HaMesim. It's a similar thing it says about food. The Mekubalim say all food can heal. Food can heal disease. You don't need drugs to heal disease. Food can heal disease. What happened? Because of the chait of Adam HaRishon, when he was chote with food, he deprived food of its quality to cause healing. That is, Reb Tzadok says, the one food which retains that character is matzah. That's why the Zohar calls matzah mechladas vasa, the food of healing. But normally, ideally speaking, in the time, I should say normally, ideally speaking, food itself contains all of the nutrients necessary not just in order to keep a person alive, but in order to heal all sickness. It's because the chet of Anrisho doesn't have that capacity. Same thing is true about Tal. Tal is the capacity of Mechayim Mason. That which it's not, because it's inhibited from doing so because of our sins. But it says in Kodesh Baruch Hu, you want Tchias HaMesim for this kid? There's only one way to do Tchias HaMesim. Tau. Without Tau, there's no Tchias HaMesim. With Tau, for this kid, I'll give the Tau the quality of Tchias HaMesim.
What about the
Bnei Chaya birthday? The ones that were resurrected by Yechezkel?
Yeah.
I assume it was the same Tau. It was just that for them it was unlocked. That's how I'm assuming the Yerushalmi. We don't know for sure either, but I'm just telling you, it's probably that Yerushalmi would learn that case. Okay, let's go on. Rabbi Yaakov de Kfar Hanan, Rabbi Yaakov of Kfar Hanan, to Bashem Reish Lakish, Bo Bishosh Osa Avram Zekinecha, Ritzoni, Hashem says to Elisha, when Avram, your forefather, did my will, Nishbati Lo Sheni Zaz, Tami Banav Li'aylam, I made an oath to him that I'm never going to remove do from his descendants. My time, what Pasuk says, tells us this, L'cha tal yaldu secha, to you goes the dew of your youth, meaning from the Avos Avram Avinu. The youth of the Jewish people is when the Avos were around. Uksi Basrein says about this, Nishba Hashem, God swore never to deprive of us tal, V'loin Hachem, he will not renege on that oath. Amrei Pazi, B'daitiki, as an ongoing gift, Nisati l'Avram, I gave it to Avram. B'matan is a gift I gave it to him, and he gave it over to others. He said to Yaakov, may you have, he didn't say Yitzchak, said to Yaakov, but it was given as an ongoing gift at the discretion of the others to pass on to their children after them, and they passed on this bracha that it should constantly be tal, no matter what. Taitiki means an ongoing, literally means a bequest. But here means an ongoing bequest, in other words, one which never ceases to be given from generation to generation. Obviously, things the officer was a genetic code, but I don't know if that applies to Tau. In other words, those characteristics which Am Yisrael has from the officer are genetic, so to speak. But this is talking about things which are not programmed into man, but programmed into nature because of man. So I wouldn't call that genetic. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani says, "B'shah sheyischol boyin l'day avera." When Am Yisrael does averas, since we have these brachos from Avram Avinu, so when we do averas, we might see more in bad deeds. Hagashom in that time, the rain ceases. They mevi'im lahem zokin echba. We bring one elder, kigom Rabbi Yosi Aglili, such as Rabbi Yosi Aglili, who mavgiya ba'adam, and he davens for them. Vakshom Yodim and rain comes down. But that's only by rain that we need tefillah. Avlatal ain't a b'schus birya. But doesn't require any righteous person to pray for it. It comes automatically. Matam, why? Ketal me'es Hashem. The tal comes from Hashem. Kervini male'esev. Asher lo yikavel ish, which do not yearn for a person. Lo yachil mi'odam, nor wait for a person. In other words, Hashem gives them on his own.
we say Mordor Tal in Eretz Yisrael.
We don't ask for a Tal.
We do ask for Tal.
No.
We're asking for good Tal.
Only the same Tal and Motzah Libracha. We don't say...
We say Mordor Tal, though, in Eretz Yisrael during the summer.
In the summer, though, we don't say... We don't say the same Tal. We don't ask for the Tal. We praise Hashem for giving the Tal. In the winter, once we're asking on Mutter, we ask on Tal as well. But we never say the same Tal. We praise Hashem for giving Tal, Morita Tal, but we don't have to ask for it. It comes automatically. The thing is like this, a fascinating explanation from the Benayo. Benayo here is, Rabbi Yosef Chaim, the Ben Ishchai. So there's an interpretation on the Haggadah Torah called the Ben Yoyada, and an interpretation, I guess, on the Haggadah Torah of the Yerushalmi called the Benayo. That was his name, Benayo Ben Yoyada. Not Rabbi Yosef Chaim's name, but Rabbi Yosef Chaim, the Ben Ishchai, said that he had a dream once in which all of his inspiration came from Benayo Ben Yoyada, who was one of David's generals. And therefore, many of his farm he called by Benayo's names, Benayo, Ben Yoyada, Rav Paulim, Ben Ishchai, all these are names which are given in Tanakh for Benayo, Ben Yoyada, who is buried in Hebron, right near the Maris HaMachpelah. The thing is like this, he says, why Rabbi Yosef Lili? Of all the tzaddikim chosen to say he should daven for rain, why Rabbi Yosef Lili? We have all sorts of cases in the Bavli where many different tzaddikim daven for rain, but never Rabbi Yosef Lili. So he says a fascinating maisel to Rabbi Yosef Lili. It's also Yerushalmi and Ksuvas. Yerushalmi and Ksuvas says Rabbi Yosef Lili had a wife who was very, very difficult to get along with. So one of his talmidim said, divorce her. So he said, I can't divorce her Ksuvas too much. I can't afford her Ksuva. So Talmud said, I'll pay her Ksuva, you divorce her. So he divorced his wife. And this wife went and married a Jewish watchman.
But he was blind, and she had to go on the streets.
Don't steal my story.
I'm sorry.
Who's telling the story here, me or you?
I'm sorry.
Anyway, this guy went blind.
He's on his second cycle of
telling your shop. This guy went blind. The second husband went blind. And she had to go around the streets begging the dovas for him. So it happened that they came to the street, a certain street, they went to all the streets, they came to a certain street Rabbi Yosef Lili lived. And the ex-wife didn't want to go there, she was embarrassed. So her husband said, why are you not going there? So she said, because my ex-husband lives here, I'm embarrassed that you should see me this way. So they started beating her and telling her, you go and you take me and we'll collect the dovas there. Anyway, he went. They went in that pathway. They went down to that block. And Rabbi Yosef Lili saw his ex-wife and her husband in this terrible, destitute state, and he undertook to support them for the rest of their lives. And he bought them a house, and he had a house which he gave to them, and he supported them, even though he obviously wasn't a very rich man. He couldn't afford a ksuva to begin with. But nonetheless, he felt he had a special, there was a, the Yerushalmi says, to support your ex-wife, even though she's married to somebody else. Do not disregard your own flesh. You hear with this Yerushalmi? It's an amazing thing. She's divorced. She's married to somebody else. So says the Benayo. So he says a source for alimony in the Gemara, right? So he says the Benayo. That's the pshat. Why Rabbi Yosef Lili? Because right, when we sang to Hashem, you know what? Even if you divorced us, even if you don't like us, even if you're upset at us, we're your bride. You have to have rachmanus on us. So that's why we say to. That's why it says Rabbi Yosef Lili to say that he could go and ask for rain, even if Hashem Bnei Yisrael in the lowest of the low madriga right now. Okay. What?
You
have to kick her out altogether.
Well,
that's why we learn Yerushalmi, to find these things out. Okay, that even still is Mimsar Chalti Salim.
Says more further. I'm Rabbi Yisrael Shem Rabbi Chanina. Now here the, we're going to have a Yushalmi which argues on the Bavli. It's an amazing Yushalmi. Says more. You're standing by Mashi Ruchmina Geshem in the winter. You're supposed to say Mashi Ruchmina Geshem. Instead, you said Morida Tau. So don't make me peach for Esri. That's okay. That's our way we pass it. Betal, if in the summer, you're supposed to say Morida Tau. But you said instead. We make you go back. That's okay too, right? Says the Gemara, Vatani, wait a minute, why is this true? In the summer, who cares if you didn't mention Merida Tau? Didn't we learn? There's no chiv to say Merida Tau. You don't have to mention Merida Tau. That's why Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't say in the Merida Tau. There's no chiv to do so, right? If you want to, you have to mention it. So this is why that's true. But lo dami, there's no comparison. Da'id the Mako to this guy who says a klola. Excuse me, that rain in the summer is a curse. So to say Mashi Baruch Min HaGeshem in the summer is much worse than saying nothing. Saying nothing is okay. To say Mashi Baruch Min HaGeshem is bad. Again, lo dami ahu de Mako. There's no comparison between he who's cursing Lutulo Matsi to he who doesn't stop in anything below Mekel doesn't curse. So far so good. So says more okay. You said if you're supposed to say Mashaburka Megeshim, we said Marita Tol, we don't make you go back. How can you say this? Well Tani, didn't we say in Lo Shah Bibirka Sashonim? If you didn't say Saint Almotali Vracha, or Shloiskir Mashivra Magursa Mkshwami, Bitriya Samesim. Or he didn't say Mashi Baruch Marina Geshem Mitzchia Samesim. Machzir no so. Make you go back. Says the Gemara, no. That's Bahu de Loika Klau. That's a person who didn't mention all Lo Tav Velo Mutter. But if in this winter you forget Mashi Baruch Marina Geshem altogether, then we make you go back. If you say Marina Tav, we don't make you go back. When you forgot altogether, we make you go back. So far, so good. All this is La Lachu so far. Now, Rabbi Zir, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Chanina said, "Im lo shal b'mirkas hashonim." If he didn't say v'sein talmud to livrocha in Baruch Aleinu, Omer shomei tefila, sein and shomei tefila. We pass in that way, right? Who the kaiva saw, but here's what we don't pass in like. Similarly, im lo iskir gvuras kushar mitchias amesim, even say mashim, he didn't say mashim rochem v'negeshim in the mitchias amesim, Omer where he said b'shomei tefila. Why? Maim Sheila. If the request for rain, which is Saint Talmotel Ivracha, Shimi Doichak, which you're saying because you need it, I'm Rabbi Shomei Tefila, you can still say Shomei Tefila, even though it's not the best thing, it's not like saying in its own bracha. As Karshimi Revach, the mention of Mashi Baruch Min HaGeshem, which is not a request and not so compelling and urgent, Lokoshke is not a Kav Chormi, can say in Shomei Tefila. Now, this you shall meet. We don't paskin like. What are we paskin? If you get Mashi Baruch Min HaGeshem and you finish Mechayim Mesim, what do you got to do? Go back to the beginning, right? So this Yerushalmi is not a Libra D'Ilchasa the way we paskin. But this makes an interesting thing. I mean, the Chayra, that what would be if, alright, we paskin, I was just thinking this. We paskin, you have to go back meeting with Shmona Esrei. But let's say you didn't go back. And you said in Shomei Tefillah. So I would wager that in that case, you don't go back and say it over again. Sofik brachos lahakel, because once you were mekayim the Yerushalmi's Eitzah, which is to say it in Shomei Tefillah, so then to go back, you don't have to go back. Lechatchila, we don't get to such a situation. The moment you remember, you forgot it, you go back to the beginning, which is Shmona Esrei. But it's my hunch that were you to have said it in Shomei Tefillah, because you didn't know the halacha, or somebody else did it and came and asked you what after they did it, so then I don't think you'd make them repeat Shmona Esrei. Okay? Says Gemara, wait a minute. For Tani, didn't we learn in a Braisa, Lamed Tesa Menalf now, If you didn't ask, say the Amotar of Racha, or you didn't say Mashu Ruchami to Geshem, Machzirin Oiso, you may go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. So the Bavli takes that Kibshuto. So as you show me, no. I'm Rav Dima, Yachuid Rabbi Yesi. Rav Dima, the brother of Rabbi Yesi said, that's only B'shaloh Amar B'shamet Fila. If you didn't say it by Shemet Fila, but you say it by Shemet Fila, you don't go back to the beginning of Shmon Esrei. Echonu Chayzer. Okay. Where do you go back to if you forgot Mashi Baruch Mida Geshem? Kedemar Rabbi Shim Barva B'Shem Rabbi Yechlon, like Rabbi Shim Barva Sen Rabbi Yechlon, actually forgot Saint Talmud Tivrach, excuse me, B'Rosh Chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh, Im Okaris Raglov, if you went 3 feet, 3 steps back already, Chayz L'Chadchil, go back to the beginning of Shemon Esrei. Vim Lav, and if not, you didn't go 3 steps back yet, you go back to Ritzei. So to hear of Hocha, Im Okas Raglov, if you already went 3 steps back, Choyzer Chachil, go to the beginning of Shemon Esrei. Vim Lav, if not, Choyzer, the word next word is a typo, not Lavoida, but rather you go, B'Shomei Tefila, you go back to Shomei Tefila. Now here too, we don't pass in this way. We paskin, if you passed Ritzei already, and you didn't say the same time, so you go back to where? That's the Yerushalmi Mishita. We paskin, go back to where? Well, obviously, you only have two choices. You passed Ritzei, you didn't finish Shemon Esrei yet. You didn't say it to the same time, so ready to go back to. Which is not the case. To Baruch Aleinu. You go back to Baruch Aleinu. We pass, can you go back to Baruch Aleinu? Not back to Shemaya Tefila. Again, but the evidence, saying no one didn't know the Allah, they went back to Shemaya Tefila, that even we would say for sure that's okay. But once you pass Ritzei, you go back to Baruch Aleinu to say Saint Talmoter. Okay? B'Ninveh, Tzichon Meh B'Tainus B'Sar Pischa. In Ninveh, there were Jews in Ninveh, they had to make a tainus for rain after Pesach. Now, we don't need, in Eretz Yisrael, we don't need rain after Pesach. We don't want rain after Pesach. But in Ninveh, they needed rain after Pesach. So they came to Rebbe, and they wanted to make a tainus. So I guess they sent a letter to Rebbe. After Shalom the Rebbe, they was sent a letter to Rebbe Yonasi, and asked Rebbe Yonasi, are we allowed to say the same time after Livrach on Shemon Esrei? Amar Lon, so he said, Amar and Rebbe said to them, L'chuvah, so you can make the tainus. However, you're not allowed to say the same time, you're not allowed to change matbea of tefillah, the coinage of the davening. Well, case. Case so think geography. What do we learn from this mice of Ninveh? Think geography. You guys are going to kick yourselves. Yeah, where?
Mr. Zuber should know this one.
The Southern Hemisphere. There's a whole shy. If you live in the Southern Hemisphere, when do you say the same time what to leave Racha? Because they need rain when? In our summer, which is their winter. So there's a tremendous arichos in the poskim when to say the same time motel ivracha in the Southern Hemisphere.
Except when we're dominating.
So just a minute, we pass them like this. We pass them like this, Maisa. Everything goes after Eretz Yisrael. Because even though they needed rain in Ninveh, and they were allowed to ask for it, you can't say the same time motel ivracha. Yeah.
Saying
well,
the Southern Hemisphere, you can't say the same
thing. You have to say the same way we would say in Eretz Yisrael.
Because we're dominating basically for Eretz Yisrael, for the good of Eretz Yisrael. We're not dominating for Chicago. For
it's not so posh, though. You can make that case, but it's not clear that that's the case. In other words, if not for this Gemara, I would say the posh of Shana Shemon Esrei is you're dominating for each location, where you are. And that's why they're allowed to make a tainus. Now we'll see. What should they do though? They want to supplicate Hashem for rain. And the place for
supplication. It kind of doesn't make sense in a way because, you know, if you're east or west, it's, you know, you're
for what? Yeah, so.
If you're on the other side, you're in India, you're facing west, right?
What's that? We're talking about southern hemisphere.
Yeah,
so you face your shul differently, but what does that have to do with when you say the same time,
Mata Livracha? No, I'm just trying to say that. They should have the option of doing that. They should have had the option. I don't understand why they didn't.
Because we go by Eretz Yisrael. That's the chiddush of this Gemara.
But if that's the case.
Even if they need rain, then they're not allowed to daven for it then. Just a minute, but let's see where they do diving for it.
I think the only comparable thing that I know is the announcing of a Mola by
Yerushalayim, though?
Yeah.
No, that's just a convenience. There's no Indian for that. It's only because the Luach has it arranged by Yerushalayim time. On the contrary, it would probably be better if we announced the Mola by local time. It's just that most people don't even understand what the Mola is. You're going to have them announce it by local time. So therefore, the Luach made it universal. But really, the Mola should be announced the way of local time. It's not there's no Indian. Wherever the Muslims nowadays are still Mekadesh al Piriyah, you know that. Oh, they do. Still Mekadesh al Piriyah. You should listen to NPR. You learn a lot of trivial facts that way. So the Muslims still Mekadesh al Piriyah, and there are Muslims who go up every month to the top of the Sears Tower and the Empire State Building and all over to try and be the first ones to see the moon. Because whoever sees the moon anywhere in the world for the first time that month is the one who can call into Riyadh or Mecca or wherever they're based, the Sanhedrin sits, and they're Koveya, Mekudesh Mekudesh, based on whichever Muslim calls in. So
ticket to their paradise?
What? I don't know.
It must be
big somehow. So amen, so that's true also by us. The Mola, it doesn't matter who sees the Mola first. Yerushalayim has no bearing on it. If people in Chicago would see it, then they would also fly to Beis Din and Beis Din would say Mekudesh Mekudesh. So yeah, the Jerusalem standard time is just a convenience for the people who write the Luchos. That's all it is.
Are we allowed to transmit it to Riyadh or Egypt?
You're not a Muslim. You can't do it. Doesn't help. Let's be a Muslim. Okay, so says the Gemara. Now, Eichon Uamar, but they're an invite. They wanted to daven for rain. So where can they daven for rain? In Shimon Esrei. They can't say v'sein talmotzer v'birkos hashanim. So Rabbi Yirmiyah savar meimar omer v'shamei tefila. Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to say that, okay, but they can say v'shamei tefila. Amalei Rabbi Yossi argued. He says, lo kein amar Rabbi Zir b'shem Rav. Didn't Rabbi Zir say the name of Rav? B'shem Rav Chuna, name Rav Chuna, im lo shal v'birkos hashanim, if you forgot to say v'sein talmot v'rocha, im b'reich leinu, or shlo yitzkir g'vot hashanim v'tchiz meisim, or if you forgot to say mashu v'ruch min ha-geshem, im ha-in ato gibor, ma'chzir noso b'shamei ha-tfila, and you can say it in shamei ha-tfila, and that means that the matbeah of tfila is the same in b'reich leinu, or if you forgot in shamei ha-tfila. And therefore, Umarlo and Rebbe, since Rebbe said to them, L'chu v'asu, you can go and daven for rain, uvachlosh l'shanu mimad mitivo shel tefila, as long as you don't change the coinage of the tefila, so al daiti Rabbi Yossi, echonu omra. So, according to Rabbi Yossi's opinion, how could that your yotzi b'dievet, you would serve a saint al-motzi v'rocha in shomea tefila, so where are you going to say v'tein talmud v'rocha if you're davening after Pesach for rain? You can't say shomei tefila because that also becomes a form of changing the davening because b'dievin yotze v'tein talmud in shomei tefila. So says Gemara, I tell you, where do you say it? B'sheishu moisif. Since in the Tainus in the old days they used to add six brachos to Shmona Esrei, you could say one of those six which you add on. Says Gemara, ad kidon. That until now that works tibor sheyesh lo sheish. The six are only said by the shliach tibor. The yochid, the individual she'en lo sheish, who doesn't say the six extra brachos, minayin, where is he going to say the same talmud to the bracha? So says the gemara, without any, so there's no choice. We have our back against the wall. On Rabbi Chanina said, lo kenam Rabbi Zir b'shem Rav Chuna. Did Rabbi Zir say name Rav Chuna? Yochid shol trachab. An individual is allowed to ask for his needs in Shomayat Tfila, Veilu, in this rain, Tzrachavim. So it's true. On the one hand, you'd say, V'sein Talmud Tzrachavim, V'sein in Shomayat Tfila. But on the other hand, this is the catch-all place for all personal requests for Shmon Esrei. So therefore, it's okay, he says, for want of any other place, really, to say the same Talmud Vracha if it's after Pesach and you need rain, some locality on the Eretz Yisrael, to say same Talmud Vracha there at that point, Shmon Esrei in Shomer Tefila. So that's where he paskins halacha maisa. So in the southern hemisphere, if they need rain, they could say it in the same in Shomer Tefila. They can't say it in the same in Barech Aleinu. Okay?
An individual, right.
The Tzibor, but you know, they raise an interesting point, which the Sefer Charedim says here. There's a machlokas, whether one can. If you have our custom is the Shtech Tzibor never adds anything in Chazor Zashatz. And that's why, according to Pnei Moshe, that's why the Shtech Tzibor is going to have the same Talmud Bracha. Yes, they added one of the extra six brachas. But the Charedim says that it's not prohibited for the Shtech Tzibor to add personal things in the Chazor Zashatz.
It's just we don't generally see it done. But in theory, if there's a chayla, I've never seen it, but in theory, if there's a chayla or anything else, you're allowed to, the shliach tzibur would be allowed to daven for that individual in the loud chazars or shots, according to Sefer Haredim. So maybe we don't pass the Haredim, but the Haredim also would work.
Maybe just because it's personal, so he doesn't want anyone else to hear when it's personal. Bakar.
Yeah, but for instance, the Lubavitch, when the Rebbe was sick, they never said it in chazars or shots. If anybody would have said it, it would have been them then, and they did it. So, all right. Today then, says more new issue. V'avdolah b'chayin adas. Where do you say avdolah b'chayin adas? Shimana barva b'shem v'boa kami rabbi yochan yas rabbi yochan dovashu noeg. I understand how there could be a machlok submission where they say avdolah b'chayin adas or where it's his fourth bracha. Something which is noeg uba. Something which we obviously people do every week. It's a fascinating question. I don't know if we've ever seen a question like this in the Bavli. It's a practical question. How can you have machlokes in the Mishnah about when to say Avdolah in Shmon Esrei? What did you do last week? Before the Mishnah was written, what were they doing? Right? So says Gemara, no, but says Gemara, amazing answer. Look where Rabbi Yochan answers. Says Gemara, Amar Lo, Rabbi Yochan said, Aideshi kar bekos. Since the primary of those, the one which you say in the cup, shachu b'tfila, they stopped, they forgot to say it during davening. Nobody ever said Avdolah in Achtel Chonei Lotem Das or anywhere because they're going to say it at home and Avdolah on the cup anyway.
So who's going to light the candle?
What?
Who's going to light the candle?
No, you say Baruch HaMavdil first and then you do it. Says the Gemara, Milsa Amroha, Rabbi Yochanan's statement tells us, she karbikos. That the primary Avdolah is the one you make on the cup. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, B'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba, Yaakov Idi said the name Rabbi Yitzchak the Great said, the following statement, and here the Girsa is messed up. The Mashbiach fixes the Girsa. It should be Omra Bekos. If you said it on the cup, Omra B'tfili say it in Davin nonetheless. Now he adds the words, Omra Bekos, why do we say it on the cup altogether? Bishvil zakos tinokos are to be motzi the kids. I know about the wives, but the kids. So milsi amra.
It's a short tradition to the kids, basically.
So says somewhere milsi amra. The reason, what is he saying? He's saying she carpets feel the primary Avdolah is in davening. Why do we say it also on a cup later on to be motzi the kids in Avdolah since they can't daven? I guess women can daven, so therefore they don't need Avdolah on the cup. Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Yudas B'shem Shmuel said. Om Rabbi Kois, they learned both ways. They said, if you said it on a cup, Om Rabbi Tfili, you have to say it in davening anyway. Om Rabbi Tfili, if you said it in davening anyway, Om Rabbi Kois, you have to say it on a cup anyway. Milsa Amra, they have a compromise opinion. Their statement tells us, Shikar Khan Vakan, both of them are primary. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Odoya. Rabbi Lezer says, wait, you say Abdul Shmon Esrei, not in Tochonain, but in Moidim. Rabbi Yechonon, B'shem Rabbi, says Matim, we're inclined to say Rabbi Lezer like Rabbi Lezer. When? When Yontov comes out immediately on Motzei Shabbos. Now we, when do we say then in Avdolah? We say Vatodienu. We say it in the fourth brach of Shmon Esrei. But his opinion was in when Yontov comes out on Motzei Shabbos,
to say it specifically as in Modim, to say it Havdol and Modim. We don't have this minhag, but that's the minhag they had back then, at least according to Yushami. Yitzchak Rav Hashem Rabbi said, Halok Rabbi Lezer, Ganelos or Rabbi Lezer, Beyantav Shechal Yos Motzoy Shabbos. It's way past. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman Shem Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel said also, Halok Rabbi Lezer. He said, Halok Rabbi Lezer Liyolo. Halos Rabbi Lezer all the time, every Motzoy Shabbos. He always makes a journey on Modim. Rabbi Avoh B'Shem Rabbi Elazar also said, Hello, Rabbi Elazar, good loyalam. Two separate, both Rabbi Chanin and Gamliel said this, and Rabbi Avoh said this. Rabbi Yitzchak Barach, Rabbi Yaakov Barach, Rabbi said, no, you got the tradition messed up a little bit. La begin the atun train Shurtai Teshmuin. Don't learn that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman and Rabbi Avoh are two separate statements. Lav begin not because that they the atun that they are tartishmun two separate statements. Ella begin, but rather that they are the Rabbi Yitzchak and Nachrevo tarveyun. They both heard at the same time. Shem mechanim megamliel that he said lo krabi Eliezer lolam the lozak Eliezer all the time. Okay, so all these amorim pasnei krabi Eliezer that he always say after all the meidim. However, Chachamim say, Vavdol b'chonei das, divrei Chachamim. According to Chachamim, Vavdol b'chonei das. Rabbi Akiva, my bracha, v'isvin atzer. Rabbi Akiva says it's the fourth bracha after Atzok Kadosh by itself. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, by B'shem Shmuel, said, I'm a bracha, v'isvin, it's the fourth bracha. Amr Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah said, matbea bracha v'charkach mavdil. First you say Atzok Honein, and then you say Havdol. Why? V'ataya, which is a typo, it should be V'asya, it's going like Rabbi Yonasi. The Rabbi Omer, we learned previously, to me, Rabbi said, to me, how could they possibly have taken Atochonein out of Shabbos Shmonesri? Which is why we learned, if you remember, that if you start Atochonein, you finish it. Because you have to have Atochonein Shmonesri. Why? He made day of Tfilah Minayin. If you have no intellect, how can you daven? So Atochonein should even be part of Shabbos Shmonesri. Says the Gemara, so too. Just like Rabbi said that by Shmonesri in general, because so to you we say, main day, if you have no intellect, I can distinguish between things. So therefore, this opinion is first you say Atochonein, and then you say Havdolah as a separate bracha. Now is another opinion. Am Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yitzchak Elazar argues, says Mavdil Chargoim Ebracha. First you say Havdolah after Atochadosh, and then you say Atochonein afterwards. Says the Gemara, Mavdil Chargoim Ebracha Bracha. First you say Havdolah, and then you say Atochonein, that Nuscha Bracha afterwards. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua says, now we're going to get sidetracked for a moment. The Gemara here is a little bit out of order. First, let's get sidetracked. Then we'll come back to the same which Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Elazar said. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosha said, you have to mention three different distinctions in Havdolah. We say, Ben Kodesh Luchol, Ben Or Luchoshech, Ben Yisrael Luamim, Ben Yom HaShem Luchoshech, Ben Yom HaShem Luchoshech. We say four. You have to say at least three. And, Rabbi Yochanan said, they said, Apoiches, some of you says, the minimum, Lifchos Mishol, shouldn't say less than three distinctions. If anybody wants to tack on, you can add up to seven distinctions. We don't have seven, but you can go up to seven. One of them, which we're going to see in a minute, is Ben Tuma Latara. They used to say in Abdullah, Mavdin Kosh Chobin, or Chachok Ben Yisrael Amim, Ben Tuma Latara. So they added on. They had things which we don't have. Says the Gemara, Levi Amar. It's got to be Avdolos Tremetz Torah. In other words, you can't say he who differentiated Amavdil ben Chveis, which is not do with Torah. You can't mention something which is not do with Torah. So it says the Gemara, bench Cubs the White Sox. You can't say something like that. There has to be something which has to do with Torah. Okay? Says the Gemara, Nochem Rebbe Simoy Yomar Nofik Umar. Nofik Rebbe Bar Simoy went down and said, B'shem Avui, name of his father, Rabbi Simoi, Fafilu Avdalach, so I need one distinction. Ben Kodesh Tuchol is enough. For me, Rabbi Avo says, V'tzorech lachtom b'avdola. You have to be, in the signature of the bracha, you have to say, again, Avdola. Even if you mentioned seven beforehand, the signature of the bracha has to be Avdola as well. Ask the Gemara, Ramona boy, Ramona asks, Afil me'atov, that's the case, Afil pasach ma'avdim and kodesh tuchol, even you said, Ruch ato Hashem l'kei melcho ma'avdim and kodesh tuchol, can you then sign the bracha, ha'ma'avdim and kodesh tuchol, like we do? Is that okay? So it's more, v'chayzim, pasach ma'avdim and kodesh tuchol, can you sign the bracha like that as well? So he said, Amar Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Bun, who said, yes, so why not? Aren't there many brachas like that where we open with baruch and we end with baruch, and at the end of the bracha is the same context as the beginning of the bracha? There's gefelach, nothing wrong with that. Now, getting back to what we said before.
Minor question.
Yes.
We see they said bein tumah latara, yet everything else was good to bad. It was bein kosh shechol, bein Yisrael amin,
yeah.
Or lechoshech. Why wasn't it Tara the Tumor? Why was it reversed?
Oh, maybe it was Mentara the Tumor. Which was it? We'll see later on. Ask me in a minute when we get there. Okay. Says the Gemara, I don't know if it indicates the Gemara. They might have said Mentara the Tumor. I'm not sure.
Maybe
because it's chronological, that could be. But in any event, says the Gemara, getting back to what we said before, why would there be a rationale to say Havdola before Atochone? Why is there such a rationale? So says the Gemara, what's the rationale of that opinion? Because said, "B'shem Elazar per Rabbi Yanai, Zosmeres to teach us should also lasses melacha shi'avdio. You're not allowed to do melacha until you make Havdola. That's why before we do melacha, if we forgot Atochone Atonu, we say Baruch Hamavdim and Kodesh Tuchol." So too, the Kavasah, similarly, Oslul Adam Litbah Tzrochav, a person cannot ask for his needs, Achi Yavdil. That's why that opinion held that you should say Avdol before Atochonein, because Atochonein is asking for your needs.
Does he have to have Kavanah?
You can't ask for your needs. That's a Vachadika thing. It's a weekday type affair to ask for your needs. So therefore, you can't ask for your needs until you said Avdol. So now, a beautiful thing, which the Mefarshim say here, they say, our minug is to reconcile the opinion of Rebbe and this opinion. One opinion we have in our Gemara is to say Atochone before Avdol, because the main das Avdol minai. The other opinion is to say Avdol before Atochone, because how can you ask for your Tzrochim before you say Avdol? It's a weekday type affair. So that's why they say we say Atochone liodim das lamein lachminah. We praise Hashem for giving us das. Then we say Avdolah, and we only ask Hashem, make the request for additional das after Avdolah. So we're mekayim both things. We mention das before we say Avdolah, then we say Avdolah, then we ask for more das. And even in Atochon Antonu itself, we start with Atochon Antonu da de Avinu Vaskel. Then we say Vavtadel Elokim Ben Kodesh Tuchol, and then we say Hachel Linus Amim Baim Likrosenu Chasuchim Mikol Chait Umlikum Mikol Avon. So we start by praising Hashem for giving us das. Then we say Avdolah, and then only afterwards do we ask Hashem for the next week. So the whole thing is structured very beautifully, and you would never have known that if you not had learned this Yerushalmi. Okay, so says the Gemara. Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Lozer Mantino said B'Shem Rebbe, both said B'Shem Rabbi Yanai, B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda Rebbe. Im lo yivdil Motzoi Shabbos, if you make Avdol to Motzoi Shabbos, so you all know you can make Avdol till Tuesday, right? Not according to Yerushalmi, you can make Avdol ad afilu b'chamishi b'Shabbos, up till Thursday. Okay, so the Rambam says up till Wednesday, because he learned ad v'lo'ad b'chlal. In other words, up till Thursday night, which is until the end of Wednesday day. And he got it from the Yerushalmi. He passes Yerushalmi, he can make up the whole till Wednesday. Okay? There comes Halacha L'maisa, ask me. We'll see what we can do for you. But hey, man, you shouldn't wait that long because you can't eat till you make up the whole. Says Gemara, Hadadatomar, but Madim and Koshchol. That's only by Madim and Koshchol that you can say up till Thursday. Have a Boromir Eish. That Omra B'yad, you have to say Motzoi Shabbos. Why? Because why do we say Boromir Eish Motzoi Shabbos? Because the fire was created, right? So therefore, that's Midafka Motzoi Shabbos. Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Zir B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Shem Rabbi Yirmiya said, I feel Yontav Shabbos Rem to Shabbos. Even if you're making up after Yontav, which came out in the middle of the week, say like this week, your next week, Yontav comes out on Tuesday, Wednesday. So making Abdullah Wednesday night, still in Abdullah you make Wednesday night, you say, Ben Yomashu Shesh Tamea Maisa. You still don't say that in Abdullah. I'm Rabbi Zeal, Rabbi Yuda, how can you say this? Because Shesh Tamea Maisa, Lefonov. How can you say between 6 days a week and Shabbos? There aren't 6 days ahead of you anymore. There are only 2 days till Shabbos. I'm Rabbi Zeal, Rabbi Yuda, so Rabbi Zeal, so he said, so what? We say, again, they said in Abdullah, let's say it's Bentar Lutuma. The Yerushalmi doesn't say what order they said it in, but they said Bentar Lutuma. So he says, you're going to become Dafka Tomei this week, you're going to become Dafka Tomei Torah this week. We're mentioning the concept of distinction which Hashem created in the world. So we don't have to, we're not worried whether this distinction applies to your specific situation or not. Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeir both say, B'Shem Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Tzorech Lomar, you have to say, as we say, Hachel Aleinu Sayomi Aboim, Hasayomi, begin upon us the following days, Yemei Sheshes Me'amais, the 6 days of creation, Aboim Likrosenu, of work, which are coming towards us, Likros L'Sholom, in peace, Rabbi Abba Moisif, which we don't add on, Vashmiyena Bohem, and cause us to hear in them, Sason V'Simcha, happiness, joy and happiness. Rabbi Chisum Shem Rabino said, Havinenu V'Lamdenu, this we do say, that you have to give us understanding and teach us, period. Rabbi Chisum Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Chisum Shem Rabbi Yirmiya, Ha'onim Amen. Somebody answers Amen. It's being Yotzei Abdullah. Tzorech L'Tehenem, because you have to look at the cup. And if you're answering Bar Mireish, as we do, in Ein B'ner, you have to look at the candle. Rabbi Chizkiah said, B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah, another statement. Arbas minim shabluav nitalim derki gidulayim. When you take the for the arba minim aluav, you have to take them the way they grow. It's the way we take them, upright. So everybody asks, what the heck is this statement doing here? So the Pashtun answer is that this is the same statement, Rabbi Chizkiah, B'Shem, same two Amoraim, Rabbi Chizkiah B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah. So that's why I brought another statement, Rabbi Chizkiah B'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah. But some of them, unfortunately, I think the Charedim among them says that there's a halacha which is learned out from here in Dinei Avdolah. The Mogen Avraham brings it down. Nobody knows where he got it from, but he must be he got it from here, which says if you take Mesamim, Amotzei Shabbos, and you take Hadassim, you hold them up the way they grow. So they say that this must be learned out from this Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is saying when you take the Besoy Matzoy Shabbos, you hold them up the way they grow as well. Okay? Says the Mishnah further. It's a very, very interesting philosophical issue. If you say in Davin Yadon, oh, Hashem, you're great, because you had Rachmanos on Ken Tzipor to send away the mother. V'atov yisach Hashimcha. And you say, Hashem, we thank you for the good things you do. Modim, modim, if you say modim twice, all these things are blasphemous. Meshatkin or so, we make you silence you. Because, the Gemara is going to explain each thing. Homer leave near table, somebody was a chaz, and he went before the Omud. Vitori made a mistake. Yavar achar tachtav, somebody else should take over his place. Even though normally he's supposed to refuse to be a chazan, at that point, if somebody made a mistake and you have to take him down, so no, the guy who comes in from the bullpen should immediately go up without making any protest. Where does he start? From the beginning of the bracha, where the fellow who was the chazan made a mistake. Okay, right? Pinchas B'Shem Rabbi Simon said, why now to say, I can't keep or yagi rachamecha? Why? Because it's kikore tagam minosav shakosh baruch. It's as if you're calling foul on Hashem's midos. Because what are you saying? You're saying,
I can't see Poyegi Rachamecha. On a bird's nest, you were magnanimous. Falosish, but on me, Loyegi Rachamecha. Also, meaning whoever he's still davening for, you know, you complain to Hashem, you're nice to the birds, why are you not nice to me? So it's not a way to speak to Hashem. That's what he's saying. Don't say such things. That's one interpretation. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Simon, Shem Rabbi Simon says a similar thing, slightly different. As if you're giving to Hashem limitations. You're saying, until up to bird's nest, he had Rachmanis. But beyond that, he had no Rachmanis. East Tanye, Tani Al. There's some people who say in the Mishnah that this fellow said, Omer, Al Kansi Bor Yir Rachamecha. These Tani, and some learn in our Mishnah that they had Girsa Atani Ad, up to. Mandamar Al. He says, Al Kansi Bor, that's Mr. Pilus. And so Pilus said, Oi, that the guy saying, Yad Rachmanis, on the Kansi Bor, but not on me. Mandamar Ad, up to. Misael Rabiosi, that's what Rabiosi said, up till Kansi Bor, Yad Rachmanis, but not beyond Kan Sipor. In other words, up to, but not beyond that.
Can't
yes.
So
Rabbi Yossi Barbun says, very interesting thing, that's the next thing. He really addressed your statement. I'm Rabbi Yossi Barbun. Lo avdin tavos. You know why they're not doing a good thing? Sho'esin l'midoitzav sh'akodesh baruch hu rachamim. They make Hashem, as soon as we get a minyan daven, they make Hashem's mitzvahs into rachamim. And Hashem's mitzvahs are not done necessarily out of rachamim. Because then if you start saying, oh, Hashem gave us mitzvahs in order to be rachmanim, so then you start making cheshbonis. This mitzvah, it's not such rachamim. This mitzvah is rachamim. This mitzvah I like, this mitzvah I don't like. We don't do mitzvahs because they're rachamim. Hashem said to send away the kansipor, fine. We do the mitzvah because Hashem said to send away the kansipor. Don't start making cheshbonis when it's rachmonos and not rachmonos, because then that can lead you not to do the mitzvahs properly. So therefore, we don't want this philosophical concept being mentioned. So the Rambam says, "Lamaisa Hashem is magnanimous. Hashem is rachmonos, but A, we don't know when Hashem's rachmonos manifests itself. Many times Hashem afflicts us out of rachmonos as well. Therefore, people can't relate to this concept. And B, even that which Hashem gave us, the mitzvahs of Rachmanis, is not for Hashem, but rather for us to learn Rachmanis. And we have to realize that it's not because Hashem has Rachmanis so much. Hashem can have his own cheshbonis of Rachmanis. Hashem gives his mitzvah to teach us how to be Rachmanim. Okay? So it's a subtle difference, and we want you to understand that there's a difference. Okay, right. Says Gemara, Am Rabbi Yossi Bar Abun, V'ilin de Targum, and still Rabbi Yossi Radun's statement. Those who translate the Targum Yonasan Torah, it has this translation, and Rabbi Yossi Barbun is criticizing it, and he says, "Lemaisa, we know Targum Yonasan Torah is not Targum Yonasan, because the Gemara Babasar says Yonasan Ben Uziel wrote the Targum on Nach, not on Chumash. So we don't know the Yonasan and Chumash. It's not Yonasan Ben Uziel. Somebody maybe from that period." But from the period of Tanoi, it's clearly Tosfim from the period of the Amoraim, but it was Rabbi Yonasan ben Uziel. So therefore, here now the Rabbi Yossi Rabun criticizes the Ilan Taragmi, those who translate by the mitzvah of Oso Ves Beno, not the Shech, the mother and son on the same day. They translate Ami Bnei Yisrael, my nation, the Jews, Kemod Aron Rachma Meshamayim, just like I'm merciful Nemetz. Kach devan rachmin ba'aro, so too you should be merciful on the land. Torso rechila, a female or male lamb, yasa it. I'm sorry, a female or a goat or a ram, yasa it viaspiro, and it's not a goat. Torso is an ox or a sheep. Yasa it viaspiro and its son. Lo tichsum mitarvein b'yom achad. Don't shech both of them in the same day. Lo avdin tavus. They're not doing a good thing. She'enoitzi midoitzi shokosh baruch hachmi. Again, they make the mitzvahs displays of mercy. And therefore, the minute the mitzvah doesn't look like a display of mercy for somebody, a person's not going to fulfill the mitzvah properly. Okay.
That's the one thing in our mission one is not supposed to mention. Why? By moedim moedim shakino so. So the truth is the Yerushalmi doesn't explain it, but the Bavli explains it. It's as if you're diving to two different gods. Thanks and thanks. Thanks to God number one and thanks to God number two, which in Bavli was a very big problem because of Zoroastrianism, where they believe in two gods, God of good and God of evil. I'm Rashmul Bar Yitzhak. We have to silence the mouths of those who speak lies. However, that's only if you say modim modim out loud, because then it looks like you're thanking two different gods. But avol biyachid, if you're davening silently, say modim modim, that's okay. Tachnunim, because you're just supplicating Hashem to with greater fervor. That's repeating the word. There's no public display and public danger in that case. It's okay. Says the Gemara, I think we have a minion in the room. I don't see everybody here at once. Yeah, where are they? Oh, we're all here? Okay, so we'll stop here for tonight because this is a natural stopping point anyway.